the most gracious, the most merciful. Virtue does not consist in turning your faces toward the east or the west, but truly virtuous is he who is committed to Allah and the last day and the angels and the scripture and the prophets, and distributes money, however much he himself may cherish it, upon his near of kin and the orphans and the needy and the wayfarer and the beggars, and for the freeing of human beings from bondage, and upholds the standards of divine communion, and renders the purifying dues. And truly virtuous are they who keep their promises whenever they promise, and are patient in misfortune and hardship, and in times of peril. It is they who have proved themselves true, and it is they who are consciously defensive.
In the recent onslaught on Gaza, our brothers and sisters, as you know, we have organized this program as a fundraising event, but we also have a number of speakers that are going to share their thoughts with us. There have been a lot of tragedies and a lot of suffering inflicted on the people of Gaza, not once, but several times. In fact, their tragedies don't end, because they continue to suffer a terrible siege. But I'm not going to talk about that at this stage. We have a number of our brothers and sisters that will share their thoughts with us. We have, maybe we can start with Brother Ali Mullah, who is no stranger to this community and this center. Brother Ali is a very active member of the Muslim community. He is actively also involved in the labor movement, and I'm going to request Brother Ali to come and share his thoughts with us regarding the situation in Gaza.
Salatu wassalamu ala afdal al-anbiya wa khatam al-mursaleen Sayyidina wa nabiyina Muhammad وعلى آل بيته المطهرين. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam and in humanity, I don't think you need me to tell you what's going on in Gaza and what happened in Gaza. And it's not new news. Since the beginning of the illegal Zion state, back to 1947-48, the Palestinian people have been subjected to all kinds and types of massacres and brutal attacks on their homes and lands. We are in the month of December. We just 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, witnessed another assault on Gaza and its people. And it's 2012, if you remember, 2008, 2009, December and January. There was another assault on Gaza, and at that time, the majority of the victims were women, elderly, and children. And if you may recall, their numbers exceeded the 1,400. And before that, in 2006, was another assault. I'm just bringing this up to remind all of us, as long as we have occupation, and as long as we have injustice in Palestine, this type of atrocities will take place. Until, inshallah, this ummah one day will wake up and realize its unity for justice and for the true Islam. Because Islam orders us to stand up for the victims, orders us to speak truth to the power, and orders us to take care of each other. We all know, من أصبح وأمسى ولم يهتم بأمور المسلمين فليس بمنهم. Whoever he passes his day and night without caring for other fellow brothers and sisters in Islam, he is not one of them. My dear brothers and sisters, this is not the first time I stand before you here. And alhamdulillah, this is not the first time you are here. I've seen many of you in this hall and at rallies and at action. Because, walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we have developed this strong senses of justice and advocacy. But tonight is a special occasion. Special occasion to raise some funds for the needy in Gaza. And more than 90% of the people in Gaza are in need and support. And we are blessed. Alhamdulillah, we are blessed. We live here in peace. We have jobs. And even the one who don't have a job, we still manage to get by. And we can afford. Consider it as a zakat, as a part of hummus, whatever you want to do. But keep in mind, your action in support of the people of Gaza is not just an act of charity. It is a real act of solidarity, real act of sisterhood and brotherhood, and applying the noble values of Islam. Just I want to take extra minute or two. Yesterday in the U.S., there was a very tragic event when more than 20 children were killed by a gunman in elementary school. And you've seen the footage and you've seen the images. You've seen Mr. Obama, the strongest man in the world, wiping some tears. But we do ask, where were those tears when the children of Gaza were burned, were cut to pieces, were blown up into pieces? Some of them, we don't have their bodies. And where were the so-called leaders of this free world? Where are they now with the mass killing and atrocities taking place in Syria, with a plot by Western circles, including, of course, North America, US, and Canada, and those rulers of some of the state Gulf, mainly Saudi Arabia and Qatar? Where are they when all the people being victimized and terrorized, and their homes being blown up, and their children being killed even in schools? So, brothers and sisters, we have no other option but to continue building solidarity among each other and get out, educate other people around our rightful issues. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and your children and your families and keep you safe, not only in this coming holidays, but forever. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala able us and help us to support others and do the right thing by standing up to the plate and make sure we do our part. Also, I want to take extra minute. Yes, this is a special occasion for Gaza, but the people of Gaza need all of us here. And I'll be selfish here to make special appeal to support the Canadian Peace Alliance and the anti-war coalition. Alhamdulillah, grace to Allah and thanks to Allah daiman, and to Brother Zafar and to this community. You have been there and you have been providing the support. But as you know, right-wing politicians and mainstream media are not friends of us. And they always attack us because simply we take the right stand. So in addition to your support for Gaza, I urge you to consider supporting the Canadian Peace Alliance. And brothers and sisters, doesn't take much. Just to try to invite us for a few cups of coffee per month. We don't want to pay to Tim Horton, right? Invite us for a couple cup of coffee. Whatever you like, 5 cups of coffee, take, 10 cups of coffee, you decide the amount. And say this to go for activists in Toronto and GTA who are doing more than their share, not only to be brothers and sisters of this community, but also to raise the conscience of Canadians and speak up against war, against imperialism and aggression. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and bless yours again. Thank you.